This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A Racine County detective is facing charges for allegedly abusing his wife and misusing police records to track her down. 48-year-old Jonathan Beckman's been charged with attempted misconduct in public office and two misdemeanor domestic abuse counts. He's scheduled to appear in court tomorrow. A company called Flexport plans to repurpose the former Kroger facility in Pleasant Prairie into a 24/7 e-commerce shipping and distribution center. They say they could create up to about 300 full-time jobs. It would help offset more than 200 jobs lost when Kroger closed the site earlier this year. Village officials are reviewing the proposal. Racine Unified teacher Alex Krakowski from Gifford has been named the 2026 Wisconsin Middle School Physician Education Teacher of the Year. A statement says he was recognized for his creative, student-focused classes and for mentoring other PE teachers across the district. He'll be officially honored at a convention in October. A seven-story apartment tower with 212 units and ground floor retail is moving forward in Kenosha. The latest in the Harbor District redevelopment is near 6th Avenue and 54th Street. The project includes a rooftop pool and could break ground by fall. City officials will review the plan tomorrow. The 4th Fest of Greater Racine is hosting a golf outing fundraiser on Saturday, June 20th. It's to support the city's Independence Day parade and fireworks. The patriotic events rely on donations, and people interested can contact the 4th Fest for more details. And Carthage College in Kenosha is switching its campus dining services. The contract goes from Parkhurst Dining to Bon Appetit. The new provider is offering positions to all 160 current workers. The change is expected to bring improved dining spaces and expanded menu items. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. A new trade agreement between the U.S. and China could bring relief to Wisconsin farmers who rely heavily on exports. Under the deal, China is expected to purchase large amounts of American agricultural products over the next few years. Soybean growers say they've been selling about half as much to China due to past tariffs, and any increase would be a big help. Ginseng producers say most of their crop still goes to China, but they're also exploring new markets. Some details of the deal, including how much each product benefits, are still unclear. The Republican candidate for governor says he supports an FBI investigation into the 2020 election. Speaking at an event Monday, Congressman Tom Tiffany said the probe should continue to determine if there were any problems, and if so, charges should be filed. Multiple reviews, recounts, and court rulings have already confirmed Biden's win in Wisconsin. Tiffany has previously voted to challenge election results in other states and said there were improprieties in 2020. He also says more changes are needed to improve election integrity. And a pair of Wisconsin students are heading to Washington, D.C. for the Scripps National Spelling Bee. Cromrie Middle School's Arnav Vempati earned a spot in the national competition after finishing second in the Badger State Spelling Bee. He is reportedly the first student from the Middleton Cross Plains School District to take part in the event. Vempati will be joined by Ethan Robert, an eighth grader from New Berlin Eisenhower, who won March's state competition. The National Spelling Bee starts next Tuesday at DAR Constitution Hall near the White House. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
A chance for a sweep. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight at Wrigley Field, game three of the Brewers and Cubs. The crew won again last night, 5-2. Jake Bowers with two hits and an RBI. Garrett Mitchell driving in a run. Bryce Terang, a two-run homer in the eighth. And the Brewers starting pitcher, Jake Mizorowski, striking out eight batters and said he was inspired by his teammates.
I saw the guys on the other side doing their job, so it was one of those things that I got to figure out my stuff and do my job on my side.
So the Brewers are now in first place, a half game ahead of Chicago, while the Cubs have now lost four in a row. What's their level of concern?
Well, we got 115 to go, and so they beat us the first two games. They beat us for sure, flat out. We got to come out and try to salvage a game.
That's Cubs manager Craig Counsell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny, warmer, and not windy today. We'll get into the upper 50s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop to the low 40s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high near 60. Overall, headed into a really nice Memorial Day weekend. There may be a few showers, but plenty of sunshine as well. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.